was a tradition that started back in the fall of 1994 when I was pregnant with our son. That year, we bought 3 4-inch wooden unfinished ornaments. They looked like one side of an alphabet block, the kind that you would find in the toddler toy section. Also, the kind our little one would one day be playing with. B for Brandon, R for Rose, D for Dakota, who would celebrate that Christmas from my womb. Every year after, we each painted or made an ornament for the tree, and we usually chose something that represented a memory or a milestone for that year. When family came to visit for the holidays, they joined us in our little family tradition. By the time Dakota was 18, our tree was full of memories. All the shapes, all the colors, all the different materials, all the sizes. It was a visual representation of our life together as a family. That fall, Dakota was in Virginia in the Army, and when it came time to pull out the Christmas tree and all the decorations, I had a longing for something different. Not because I wanted trendy or fancy, but because my soul craved stillness, calmness, peacefulness. That was something our multicolored tree certainly wasn't. Though he was a bit disappointed, Brandon gave me his blessing to make the change that year. Soft, silent, non-twinkling lights replaced those that were multicolored, flashing, and played music. Simple white, silver, and gold ornaments now hung where our kaleidoscope of trinkets and treasures once did. And white stockings now adorned our fireplace where once the denim ones I'd made years ago hung. Our simple, softly colored nativity was the only thing that remained from the old Christmas decorations. It was a gift from my grandmother, and I wanted Jesus to take center stage this year. For 7 years, until we sold our home and moved into the state park, which is a whole other story, our living room became a peaceful haven during the holidays. I loved sitting on the couch with a warm cup of something, soothed by the soft white lights of the Christmas trees and the crackling of the fireplace and the quiet presence of Jesus. You don't need a holiday makeover to create an atmosphere for the love and the light of Jesus during the holidays, but you might find it helpful to do a little decluttering in your heart to make sacred space for reflecting on who He is. This Christmas season, I have 3 ways to help you do just that. The first is our normal scripture cultivations that we do every month, except that this month I created them alongside my second offering. So that's number 2, I have a devotional for you. So Light in the Darkness, Advent Reflections on the Character of Christ is a devotional that I wrote with my friend Amy Simon. There are 4 devotionals, one for each Sunday of Advent, and it's free and you can download it, and the link for that will be down below. And the third is our Light in the Darkness small group. Think of it as a virtual living room. It's really on Facebook, but it's a little group where you can join Amy and me, where we will share the devotions along with lots of different ways to help create that sacred space for reflection during the holiday season. There will be some bonus content there, just some fun things that you can do. We'll also share some journaling prompts and just lots of different ideas in the group. It's also free, and it's a fun way to engage even deeper with the content of the devotional. Now, as always, my heart is to give you lots of options, but never to overwhelm you. So it's completely up to you if and how much you participate, whether you do the cultivations and or you do the devotional and or you join us in the Facebook group. It's completely up to you. My hope is simply that you find time to turn your heart toward Jesus during the Christmas season. Again, the links for all 3 of those options will be in the description down below. And make sure to hit subscribe and click the little bell so that you get notifications whenever we drop new videos. By the way, the scripture cultivations, they come out once a month. This one's coming out just a little bit earlier. Normally they would be the first of the month, but wanted to get this one out to you early since Advent actually starts on November 27th. So I wanted you to be able to get connected, get the devotional downloaded if you want to participate, and hop into the group too if you want to participate, because we will go live for the first time on Sunday, November 27th. I hope that you have a peaceful, reflective Christmas season this year and a wonderful new year.